Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who will not take up his cross and come after me is not worthy of me. He who seeks only himself brings himself to ruin, whereas he who brings himself to naught for me discovers who he is. He who welcomes you welcomes me, and he who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. He who welcomes a prophet because he bears the name of prophet receives a prophet's reward. And he who welcomes a holy man because he is known as a holy man receives a holy man's reward. And I promise you that whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these lowly ones because he is a disciple will not want for his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. So I had looked over the readings during the week. I certainly had one thought and one perspective for preaching, and then circumstances change my perspective in looking at this. And I began to look at the gospel, the two ingredients in the gospel. There are two specific ingredients. You got to maybe look for them a little bit. One is the cross. And the other is hospitality. And when you think of them separately, you certainly wonder to yourself, how would they be connected? And I began to realize they're very intimately connected. Jesus says in the gospel, "Anyone who does not take up his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me." That's a pretty profound challenge. Interesting thing about the cross, you know, some people go looking for a cross, it would appear. Nobody needs to look for one. Everybody has a cross in their lives. What is the cross that you are aware of in your life? There's generally no need to go seeking one. The experiences that you have in life certainly bring about those realities in many different ways. And the cross is hard enough to bear. Jesus himself said, "Father, let this cup pass from me. But if it is your will, then hey, let it be, and let me have that grace to carry it." He took up his cross, and he invites us to do the same, whatever our cross is. But we, like him, naturally have many measures of resistance. We say, "Lord, no, not this cross, please." And we might rather pick one ourselves, but then that doesn't denote a relationship with him. The relationship with him is that we begin to take up the one that we have. Our crosses are not made of wood, but they are made of the reality of life. They are the worries, the problems, the anxieties, the illness, the sicknesses of our loved ones, the conflict that we find in our own lives, the conflict in family, the conflicts at work. They are certainly crosses that are pretty challenging. They may not be one significant monumental cross, but it may be a series of little ones, and together they amount to a lot in our lives. And the cross that we carry may not even be visible to some others. Sometimes it is the cross of depression, of grief, of anxiety, of distress. Sometimes the cross of resentment that I can't let go of a hurt, I can't let go of an issue surrounding forgiveness. Sometimes any one of the deadly sins would fit in there: pride, anger, resentment, envy, gluttony, sloth. They all fit in there. They're all crosses that people carry. And Jesus was saying, hey, we got to embrace them. Sometimes we encounter a person and what you seem to encounter is their cross, not them. Jesus is saying they do best, and we all do best when we embrace that cross and begin to realize he is helping us to carry that cross. Perhaps the most painful crosses of all for people are ones that they do not choose at all, but maybe the experience of living with a difficult person. It could be a spouse, it could be another relative, it could be an individual in our workplace. It can become a great cross, and how do we bring it to him and ask him to provide us what we need to journey through that? It would be a lot easier indeed to choose our own crosses and carry them, but it doesn't happen that way. No more than it happened that way for Jesus himself, but he accepted and he is the example to us. Over and above the crosses which everyone has, or the crosses which come to us because we are disciples of Jesus, and so we want to be more responsive, and that's where it relates to hospitality. It's nice to live in the state that has the moniker of being the hospitality state, but what does it mean? The ultimate act of hospitality, that's it. That's what that is about. The cross leading to resurrection. That is the ultimate action of hospitality. And that's why these things are related, and that Jesus could speak about them in the same breath. The relationship between these two realities. But it's important for us to understand hospitality is not showing kindness to my friends. That's really not hospitality. That's friendship and love. Hospitality, think of it, the root word hospital, means taking care of people who have needs, taking care of the stranger, taking care of the alien, immigration, people who are outside, people who are lonely, people who are isolated. That's hospitality. And particularly it's hospitable when there is no reward. For many of our deeds, there is a reward, just love itself, and we can easily find the relationship between the cross and hospitality. Certainly became aware of that in our good friend Father Noonan, who is having a lot of difficulty. And on Friday evening, the doctor came in and she said those words that we all hate to hear, there's nothing more that we can do. And they are the most difficult words in life. That we've done everything we can. It doesn't matter whether it's somebody in treatment or somebody in any other circumstances, whether it's somebody facing the death penalty. We've done everything we can, and this is now what we've got to do. Very difficult, and that is the cross. And as I was reflecting on this, I was thinking, you know, the hospitality side is, hey, I've been able to bask in a relationship of hospitality with him for 40 years. And I wouldn't trade it for the world, but it certainly doesn't make it easy. We know that. But I think the gospel today is particularly significant. Unless we take up the cross and follow in his footsteps. But taking up the cross and following in his footsteps, teaching us to be hospitable with others and to others, and to reflect and to share and to experience their hospitality. He didn't say it would be easy in any way, but he did say it would be life-giving. The idea of hospitality with all of its root words, hospital, hospice, and being hospitable, they're all related to people who are in need. It's easy to be helpful to our loved ones. Jesus extended it. And that's what makes it challenging as disciples. How do I relate both of these entities that appear to be so opposed? How do I relate them in my life? And where do they find meaning and connection in my life?